This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you. Pleasure? What's a pleasure? Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, I make up words as they go on. You're good with that, right? Okay. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Like I said, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on the website. News stories, crazy stories. I love crazy. If you've been with me any length of time, you know I love the crazy stories. Really, there's nothing like them. I mean, because people, for years, people are like, well, come on, you're making them up as you go, right? They go, no, those are real stories. Look them up yourself. They're extremely real stories. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. For our Jewish friends, I want to wish you happy Hanukkah. And, you know, you should look up the story, even if you're not a religious person, right? Y'all think we're nuts anyhow, whatever. But look up the story of Hanukkah. See what it is that they're really celebrating, the miracle of Hanukkah. And you'll see why, you know, it's such a holy and reverent time for them, thanking God for what he did for them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. You know, we send out an email once a week. Let you know what's going on, what's coming down, what we're going to be doing here on the show, talking about, or whatever. Before I came on, I am so tired of hearing about Christian Times, the magazine, right? You guys heard the story. What I think is really funny is that MSNBC, CBS, ABC, DEFG, none of them, not a one, can find this news organization before the, what do you call it here? Before the, I don't want to say election, that's not what I mean. They couldn't find, before this story. Right? Seriously. And now, all of a sudden, not only can they find it, they can't stop talking about it. I think it's utterly amazing. I really do. Because if you think about this, they've got you pegged, right? Because, you know, Christianity needs to be more left. And I want to play this piece from Chris Cuomo. Because all of a sudden, he likes what he reads in the Christian Times. But if you talk about abortion or anything else, you'll notice in the conversation, well, maybe not this one. Let's just listen to this. This is Eric Metastas, who has his own show. And he's got Cuomo asking him about President Trump, and is President Trump a moral guy, and blah, whatever. Take a listen.
Boxes you think that matter to you and an individual.
Do you think Catholics who believe abortion is wrong, is a horrible sin.
That is the teaching of the church.
Right.
No, it's the teaching of the Bible. It's the teaching of God. You see how he kind of plays that off? No, it's the teaching of the church. Not teaching, yeah. Where do you get that? Where do you get that? He doesn't even know his own religion. He doesn't even understand what he believes. You know, some people go to church because it makes them feel good, right? They walk out Sunday, they feel like they're clean, and they got some nice things to talk about. But that's not what Christianity's about. It's really not what you're... If you're living what you believe, it really shouldn't be. No. No, Chris, it has nothing to do with the teaching of the church. It's God's teaching on life.
Right. Do you think that Catholics could ever vote for a pro-abortion candidate? Would they be violating their faith?
I say no.
You say no.
Because
why?
They live in a secular society, and the law respects the choice of people to have reproductive rights.
Ah! So God's law doesn't matter, Chris, right? So how do you get all high and mighty getting on Donald Trump for, or I should say, not even Donald Trump, you're getting on the evangelical community when you say, it doesn't matter. Right, Chris? It's all about the law for you. So you think that the law of the land supersedes God's law. That's what you're saying. How can you be a Catholic? That's not what they believe. Not what they should believe. I grew up a Catholic. Not new to it. No. God's law. God's word comes first. God's law comes first. It's really that's it. You don't even need a college degree for this.
But you just call it reproductive rights, which is also sophistry. We're talking about taking
a human life in the womb. To be accurate, you are anti-choice. You think people should not have a choice of what to do with their body.
I'm anti-murdering the unborn. The unborn in America are now a marginalized group, and we say it's legal now.
As soon as they are identified as people... As soon as that line, you really want to make
months
a fight.
Along.
No, not eight
months
long.
By the way, you happen to be related to somebody who took a stand on this about a year ago.
Nowhere in the law. All New York State did was codify Roe v. Wade. That's sophistry. That is taking a point and twisting it to upset people of faith. Why do that?
Listen, you see what he's doing here? He is twisting and playing with these words until they mean what he wants them to be, until they make him comfortable, until they make him feel good about what he's saying. And I don't know his sophistry. What the heck is that? When did that come? When did that become a real word? No, see, the Bible says that God knew you. This is where he is so off. Bible says that God knew you before you were in your mom's womb. That means you were some kind of value to God. He knew who you were. He knew who your name was. He knew what you were going to be before you got there. Cuomo, you are a confused man. And you look like you have a single digit IQ, too. But that's the story for those. Show us in your house. We'll be back with Kimberly Moran right after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Come on, Xbox and music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of that conversation. Let's bring her on. I finally got her to stop decorating trees for 10 minutes. And, come on, you know that's true. My God, what do you got? What do you have for, like, 7, 8, 9, 12, 15? How many trees you got now?
No, I have... six at home.
Six at home.
And one at work.
Here we go. Here we go. Right. One at work. My God. I can't believe it. You know? I don't even know. Where do you keep all the bulbs and everything? Do you get rid of the trees every year? Are they all new trees or real?
No. They're all... I save them. I have a basement, and I have big, huge, massive amounts of bins that I store everything in.
Bless. Oh, my God.
I label it so I know exactly what's in what bin.
We'd have a flood or an accidental fire to take care of that, I'll tell you what. Anyhow.
Oh, man.
So,
don't even go there.
Happy impeachment, huh? What do you think of that? Right? They were tweeting out, happy impeachment, these bunch of heathens. I don't know.
No, was it Mary Impeachmas? Mary Impeachmas or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah, right. Because, you know, they're such wonderful people. Love
it. But it was so urgent. It was so urgent. You would have thought that Nancy Pelosi would have ran over to the Senate to hand that it over.
Yeah, I know, right? I mean, because you had to have it done like 2 weeks before they got it done. And it was a solemn thing. It was just terrible that they had to do, and they have to go down this road. Yet, did you see how happy Tlaib was with all of this, right?
Of course.
I mean, she was like a...
She was talking about impeachment. Oh. They were all talking about impeachment since the day after he got elected, but
Maxine
she was
Waters.
The one who said, I'm going to impeach the mother effer, right?
Yep. Yeah. But I like the Maxine Waters. I mean, she was impeaching him before he actually got into office, which is kind of hard to do, considering you have to be an elected official to get impeached. Apparently, she's not aware of that rule or something. I don't know. God's brain. These people are brain surgeons, real brain surgeons. You know, and the funny thing about it is there is no, and they're right, I mean, the congressional, or I should say constitutional attorneys, even ones on the left are saying, there's no impeachment unless you send the paperwork over.
Yep.
Right?
You know what? Something else, too. When Nixon was impeached and then Clinton was impeached, they actually identified specific titles of crimes that they committed.
Yeah.
They didn't do that with Trump because there was no crimes committed.
Absolutely none. Niente. Nothing. They don't know what to do about it. Right?
No, this is just all a big political game to these people. They're dividing the country even more. They know they can't win with any of their candidates, so they're trying to push it so that maybe more people will believe what they're selling, and maybe one of their candidates could squeak by.
Well,
that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to chip away at people's beliefs and thoughts about Donald Trump. By doing all this kind of stuff. And, I mean, we know the leftist media, that's all they've been doing for the past 3 years.
You know, I find what's very interesting about this, again, to your point, they have to get this done, right? I mean, they've got the goods on him. They got to get it done. They can't let him go on running the country the way he's doing because it's just so anti-American. And then they leave for vacation for 2 weeks.
Yeah. They don't run it right over to the Senate. Like they could have, or you would have thought they would, because it was so important, urgent, national security. But instead, we're going to hold on to it. And then, could they go on vacation? Brilliant!
I don't understand any of this. I don't know if you heard they're attacking Tulsi Gabbard all over the place. Gabbard.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I think this is hilarious. I mean, she's got a different opinion. Think about something. She's got a different viewpoint, a different opinion than mainstream Democrats, and she has to go, right? She's a registered Democrat, been a registered Democrat forever, and this shows you that the Democrat Party now has become a party of dictators. They truly are the embodiment of fascism at this point, right?
That is exactly what I was just thinking as you were talking. They are truly the fascists. Well, they have been for a while, but when they start doing it to their own people, I hope that Democrats who pay attention to at least their party watch this, because they don't seem to care if they do it to Republicans, right? But they're doing it to people in their own party who might disagree.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of pathetic and very telling of how they behave on a regular basis.
I love this. I really get it. Now, the previous governor of Hawaii is telling Tulsi that she needs to resign. She doesn't represent the Democrats in Hawaii. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, she was elected. Shut up. They'll elect somebody else if they see the Democrats have totally abandoned the Democrat process, right? The Democratic process. They don't want it anymore. Everything to them is about is mostly about protesting and screaming until they get their way. Look at what they're doing in England.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw that. I was like, wow, that was a slaughter.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Let's go forward though. So it was a properly conducted, duly elected parliament, okay? And what are they doing right now? They're protesting in the streets to have a recall. And going, why? Because you didn't get what you wanted?
Yes.
These are the 16 and 17-year-old brats that we've been raising for the last 20 years, isn't it?
Seriously, that's what these people do. And that's why so many companies and people cave, because they know that the protests will happen and the people will be in the streets, or they'll make it difficult for them, or they'll hurt their business or whatever, because they literally act like little Veruca Salts if they don't get their own way, even if it was a fair vote or election or whatever. It's ridiculous.
Yep. No, I love it. I mean, they've been heading down this road forever, but look what they did to Bernie Sanders, right? I mean, he wasn't exactly what they wanted. They pummeled him. And now Crystal Ball, who's a hard lefty, she's even taking a step back and going, wait a minute, why are you attacking her, right? Is she not, she's insufficiently obedient? I mean, think about it. Think about what she's saying. Even some of them are getting it.
And Joe, this is across the board at the local level, too, because if you don't fall in line, I know we've seen it in New Hampshire.
Yep.
If you don't fall in line with what your Democrat Party bosses want you to do, you'll be on the outs. Like, they'll literally move you to the back of the House of Representatives.
The bus, yeah, anyway.
I mean, they
gotta go for
you
break.
Literally.
Break, wait, deep. Pause. Go with your host. This is Real Side. Kimberly will be there. Break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, North Korea threatening a so-called Christmas gift for the United States as tensions rise over stalled nuclear talks. China says it will lower some tariffs in the new year, and the stock market reacts, hitting new highs. The Dow gaining 96 points to close at 28,551. The Nasdaq up almost 21 points. The S&P 500 gaining 3 points. To Capitol Hill and the impeachment saga, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer holding a news conference calling on the White House to release documents and allow witnesses in the upcoming Senate impeachment trial. House Democrats also want former White House counsel Don McGahn to testify. Meanwhile, President Trump at Mar-a-Lago in West Palm Beach, Florida for 2 weeks over the Christmas and New Year's holiday with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How lucky can one guy be?
Mr. Butter himself.
She kissed me.
I'm Joe McKean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. Lots you can have fun with. Well, I think you can. Anyway, a lot of good stories. Give me your email address. And if you want to be notified via text alert, just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Kimberly Marin joins me. As she does every week. This week, almost not so much. Between the trees and the baking and wrapping my gifts, you did get me a gift, right? Because we can stop this conversation.
Gifts in the mail.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Sure. All right. So, you know, the debates. I just can't bring myself to watch them. I can't even bring myself to go back and pull out the highlights. Because this is like a socialistic debate as to who can over-socialize who. I mean, now we're talking. Oh, I don't know if you heard this. We'll get to Buttigieg in a minute, but I don't know if you heard that there's a whisper going around that Obama may endorse Warren. And I'm thinking, what a slap in the head to Uncle Joe, huh?
Oh my God, no! Oh, if Obama came out, I don't think he will. I don't think he will. To be honest, I don't. Think he's that bad, but if he did come out and endorse Warren or endorse anyone in the primary over Biden, that would be really bad. Like that would, I mean, I would love to see it just because it would divide the Democrat Party even more.
Oh yeah, please.
But
no kidding.
He's not going to do that. He's smart enough. I mean, there would be way too many people.
Wait! Don't call him.
Head on
a platter. Do not call him smart on this show. Don't do that.
Well. You know what? When it comes to some things, he was smart.
To be a community organizer, you know.
Campaign
right?
was
yeah.
smart.
There you go.
Oh, he was a crappy community organizer.
But
he had smart campaign people, let me put it that way.
But I love how they're eating each other up. Now, look, you got, what's her name? Tulsi Gabbard's out there, way out there by herself because she's not doing a lockstep thing with the rest of them. But then you got, you know, Buttigieg. You just told me he wants to give. See, Warren's going to give reparations to, I think it was the American Indian, the blacks. She had a whole list of people she would give reparations to, except for Jews, and Italians, and Irish. And now Buttigieg is going to give it to who?
Illegals who, I guess, were apparently separated from their parents when they came across the border. Or something like that.
Well, maybe
but
we
reparations to illegals.
Oh, God.
So.
I just, this never, this never ends. Never
they just,
ends.
They come up with the craziest stuff. Did you hear what Warren said? Every year, I can't even, I want to start talking like her, but I can't because I can't stand the way she talks. Every year, when she gets elected president from the Rose Garden, she's going to talk about trans women, women of color, those trans women who have been murdered every year, and she is going to speak out all their names. And I'm like, what about actual women, you half-witted harpy?
Wow. Let's not talk about the black kids that are murdered on a daily basis in Chicago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, kids.
Or in Baltimore. No, let's not call out their names. Or the police officers that are killed protecting those same people that she thinks. I mean, these people have literally lost their minds. I mean.
I know we talk about this all the time because we don't get it.
No.
I don't understand what they're thinking. They're not going to win the general. Not one of them will win the general. With their policies or their ideas.
Stop using the word thinking when you're talking about them. I wish to
That's
don't
true.
Waste the atoms. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I mean, seriously.
But I wouldn't want to see Democrats win, obviously, right? Because they're so bad. But to the strategy here, I'm not getting the strategy.
You're not feeling it
when
either,
everybody
right?
knows, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you need to capture the center. Because that's where a majority of people in the country sit.
Wow.
Whether they're center, left, or right, you got to try to get everybody from the center on board with you, because that's how you win.
These people are just so lost. All right, so here, I got one for you. This one should send your blood pressure right through the roof. You know how much I love doing that, too.
Yeah.
So school principal puts the kibosh on kids' pizza party. You know why?
What?
In the name of fairness. That's right. An Iowa school principal is facing community backlash after he confiscated the teacher's supply of pizzas meant to reward the students for good behavior. Now, in a letter to parents, Brody Middle School Principal Thomas Hoffman explained that this fairness applies to everything from the chances they have to learn in the classroom to rewards and recognitions by our teachers. However, I do not want to apologize for being overly strict in applying the standard today. When it comes to our classrooms, I want everybody to have an equal opportunity. This is too much pressure, apparently.
Oh, my God. Everyone does have an equal opportunity to behave. God. Seriously, it's people like him and public schools, not all teachers, but a lot of them are destroying the future of our country with what they're teaching our kids.
Well, and he goes on to say, it's also terrible because they have the party in the library. I guess that's terrible. I don't know. And there's kids there who can't eat pizza for religious or dietary reasons. Right?
Oh, because here we go.
There's no other food on the planet that could possibly eat. So now, do we have to shut down all the pizza joints in town because they may not be able to eat them for religious or dietary reasons? I mean, this is crazy.
You know what? I don't know what religious reason someone would have for not eating a plain cheese pizza.
I don't know.
I'm not quite sure. Because it's
it doesn't
vegetarian.
Matter. There's other
always the cheese
food. Right? I mean, seriously. That's right. Take the cheese off, roll it up, put it in my plate, okay? But I mean, seriously.
Here, have some dough. Seriously. I mean,
this is what we've come to. It's not like it's an allergy, right? I mean, if it's some kind of really freaky allergy, then maybe we can make some kind of accommodation. But for the most part, anything that affects any person all of a sudden has to be stopped. We're not going to be able to do anything anymore.
And a lot of times, and the worst part is, it only affects maybe one or two out of all. So the majority has to suffer because of the minority. Mm-hmm. Every single time. It's always maybe one parent calls in and complains, or you know what I mean? It's never a whole slew of parents called in and complained. It's just one person that ruins it for everyone else.
Yep. Always.
Always.
No, always. This they look at. If one person is put out by it, if one person feels bad by it, but it doesn't work our way, does it? We can have a multitude of people put out by it. They just don't care. Doesn't make a difference to them. I don't know.
They go, and it's all across the country, as you know, and as all the listeners know.
Right.
They just go way too far. Why can't you just find a happy medium as opposed to going veering way too far in the school case, it's not left or right, really, but it's way too far to insanity.
So I'm going to shift
gears. And it's not helping kids.
No, doesn't do anything for them. Absolutely.
It's hurting them, actually.
It's teaching them that every place that they go, people are going to accommodate for them. And I got news for them. In the real
world,
that ain't going to happen.
And life isn't fair, kid.
No.
Real life is not fair.
Nope. All right, so listen up. You ready for this one? A couple of weeks ago, Representative Green, you know that nut job who just, you really can never understand what he's saying? He came out and he talked about, you know, we can impeach the president as many times as you want to. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you can only do it so many times or what have you. And I got to thinking that night, I'm thinking to myself, oh, okay, another freak toy just throwing stuff out there. But just hitting today is the lawmakers, Democrat lawmakers, are raising the possibility that Trump could be impeached again over a fight over this McGahn testimony, right? And so they're saying, so every time something comes up that isn't quite right, that they feel is illegal or wrong, you can impeach the president over and over and over again.
These people haven't learned their lesson from when Harry Reid changed the filibuster rules. And McConnell warned him, I don't do it, because you're not going to like it when you're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, look what's happened with all these judges that Trump is pushing through.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious. They talk about not being above the law, but they are so above the law in their own minds. It's pathetic. They're so sick they can't see it.
Abuse of power,
anyway,
for sure.
We are going for a break. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly's not going anywhere. She'll be with us on the other side of the break.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free.
These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. So much for Christmas music. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring her on because I know how much she loves Christmas. I mean, seriously. Who doesn't, right? But for some odd reason, I think she loves it like five times more than anybody else. But apparently, she's into black Christmases. What's with the black Christmas tree?
Oh, my God, it's so awesome, Joe.
I'm sorry.
It's so awesome. Look, it's black with white lights, and then I have only silver and gold ornaments, and then white angel wings on it. And I have the nativity set my mother made underneath it. So the black tree is like the night sky, and all the silver and gold ornaments are like the stars.
Uh-huh.
How's that?
Okay.
It's on my page. Go look at it before making fun of it.
Yeah, I look at black. All you had to say was black Christmas tree. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. I don't know.
I'm thinking a black like the one, Charlie a white Brown one, Christmas and a silver tree. One.
Got like seven branches on it total. Whatever. Anyhow. All right. God bless America.
Did you hear that in the background?
No, what'd he say?
The peanut gallery. I was telling you I got a black tree, a white tree, a silver, and all of a sudden the peanut gallery says, yeah, three other ones.
He's right. The man is right. He's right. All right. So when I ask everybody, because, you know, we're coming up on Christmas here in a day or two, a tradition, a thing that, other than six Christmas trees, okay, a thing that you do, my God, with you I could say, okay, other than baking for 3 days prior, other than the Christmas trees, what do you do that is has to be, or it's not Christmas for you?
One of my favorite things to do is on Christmas Eve, after everyone leaves, you know, everything's all cleaned up, presents are all wrapped for the next day, everything's ready for the next day, we sit and watch A Christmas Story for the next 24 hours.
Oh, I know you're going to say that. I know you love that.
Oh. Oh, my God. It's the only time I'll watch it. I won't. I own a lot of the original, you know, the older Christmas shows. I won't buy that one because the only time of year I will watch it is on Christmas Eve.
Wow. I'm going to watch. Maybe I should do a contest. What's your favorite movie, right? Christmas movie? I mean, the one that my wife likes. No, my mother just sent me a text message about the cookie she sent me. So apparently she's listening. Anyway,
nice.
Right, I know. Right, the one that my wife likes so much though is White Christmas with Bing Crosby. And
I have to watch that. I haven't watched that in years.
Really? Don't bother, because we'll watch it 10 times for you this year. Don't worry about it.
You know what I watched recently that we hadn't watched in years was It's a Wonderful Life. We haven't, you know, obviously we've seen it years ago, but we haven't seen it in a long time. And there were parts in the movie we totally forgot about. It was good. It was like watching it almost for the first time again.
Yeah, no, you're right. I had forgotten about that movie. We haven't watched that.
It's the a old really
classics,
good movie.
I mean, shows you how old we are, right? Okay. So, you know, the old classics like Miracle on 34th Street, which I understand.
My husband won't watch that.
He won't?
No.
What?
I love, listen to me, I'm pounding my fist on my desk.
Let me see if I can start a fight here. Why won't he watch it?
He just doesn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not going to, obviously, if I didn't like something, he's not going to make me watch. You know what I mean? Whatever.
How do you know that?
But maybe I'll give him some NyQuil later and he'll go to bed and sleep earlier.
Oh, God.
He doesn't like, you know what else he doesn't like? He doesn't like Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas either, which I love.
The what?
Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. It came out in the 80s.
Uh-huh.
Or late 70s, I can't remember. On HBO.
Okay.
Oh, you have to look it up. It is so cute.
No, I don't.
It's a little. No, I don't. It's a little kid. My husband had never seen it, so when we watched it, he's like, "Really?" And I'm like, for me, I guess it brings back memories from when I was a little kid, because I remember was sitting around watching it with my brothers and sister. And so maybe that's why I like it so much. But, yeah, he's like, yeah, no, not watching this again.
Well, listen, if you really are not into the traditional type of movies, you know, you could always watch Netflix's new series on the gay Jesus. That would give you definitely a different perspective. What?
Yeah, that'll bring up the Christmas spirit.
Yeah,
sure.
You'll turn that on in the house, right? No, it's just it is so amazing to me how far we've come. That these, you know, you said it earlier, and it's so true, right? Is that they have decided that nothing traditional, nothing that is the quote unquote the norm is now allowed to be, if you would. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if this gets worse, last week we did a story, or earlier this week we did a story about Pervy Christmas, where I don't watch it. What is it? The what's that cartoon? The Family Guy, right? I mean, his wife before she was of age somehow had a relationship with Santa Claus, and I'm going, why?
Okay, it's a cartoon. I don't watch it either.
Yeah, I don't either.
But
wait a minute, it's an adult cartoon, and everybody watches it. Although I don't get it, but why go down that road?
Ugh. Well, she slept with Bill Clinton, too, in another one, I think.
Did she? Yeah, but everybody slept with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, that's
not, like, really news, right?
That's not, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't watch any of those shows, so I can't really explain it.
No.
If I was going to watch one of them, it would be South Park, which I have watched. Yeah. And if I do happen to catch it, I might watch it, but... Because then we have Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo.
Oh, really? Do we really have to do this? I mean, the Christmas Poo? Wow. Well, look at what we've done at Christmas. I mean, seriously, I mean, even the shows that I'm watching, the things that I'm hearing, there's no talk about God. There's no talk about Christ. Now it's strictly about the gifts and, what is it? I did a story earlier last week about the gender-neutral Santa because that'll make him more inclusive. I said, does anybody really
what?
Give a... Yes. You didn't hear about that? Boy, you've been out
no.
of touch for a while. I need to catch you up. You know?
I have.
The gender neutral Santa now is supposed to be so it's more inclusive for everybody. I'm thinking to myself, do you really care who gives you the gift as long as you get it? Does it matter?
You know, I get that some people celebrate Christmas and they aren't Christian. I get that.
Right.
But the majority, I don't know if it's the majority, but Christmas, you know, people celebrate the birth of Christ. It's a Christian thing, so it has a different meaning than just having the trees and stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I get that, but again, they go too far.
Yeah. No, nothing is
just,
and we're back to nothing is sacred to them unless it has to do with one of their causes, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Unless it's exactly in line with one of their causes, they're not interested.
No.
And now what I always love this, too. The atheists now are on the attack of Hanukkah, right? So,
what?
So again, we've got the left. There's no respect for anything.
No.
So, what's his name? Christopher Hitchens, right? You know, he was one that was, he published a really nasty piece against Hanukkah. He says the holiday celebrates the triumph of tribal Jewish backwardness, right? And, well, this is what I mean. It's like they look at this stuff, and they always see it, they kind of see it with, if you pardon the term, secular eyes, right? They don't look at it in any kind of spiritual way. When it comes to Hanukkah, look at, I'm not Jewish. I appreciate my Jewish friends. And, you know, the miracle is, you know, that the lamp was lit for 8 days, but it shouldn't have been. There's only enough oil for one. So let them celebrate. It's what they believe. It's their belief. Leave them alone.
That's what I never get, is why can't you just leave people alone? You mind your business and don't believe, and let them mind their business and believe. I have a Jewish friend who sent me a Christmas card. I love it.
Well, listen, it's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, look, you... I have friends that are atheists. They have no problem with somebody wishing them a Merry Christmas because they get the sentiment of the conversation. It's like, well, I hope you have a joyous time of the year. I hope you enjoy your family. But I got to believe that deep down inside, they are hateful, nasty, and very lonely people. They get so crazy about somebody saying Merry Christmas to them or...
Yeah.
You know?
Those are the insane ones. Again... You know, the people who ruin it for everyone are that small minority who are the loudest. I know atheists as well. They're not hateful or screaming all the time about God or religion. I know some who do, and I have to call them out on their religious bigotry all the time. But why can't people just leave each other alone? Disagree. That's fine.
I agree.
But it's just, they're very hateful. I notice a lot of them are very hateful and not nice.
Yeah, and they don't need to be. Anyway, Merry Christmas. What do you tell people where to find you?
GraniteCross.com and ConservativeIND, I can't even spell it, on Twitter. Merry Christmas, everyone.
She'll also be at the half-price Christmas tree sale right after Christmas, I'm sure.
My husband would kill me. I need to make it to 2020.
Joe Messina, your host, Dr. Gerard Libero, joins us after the break. Is Trump still going to win 2020? We'll find out when we come back.